John 15. Hopefully we'll wrap up on pruning this morning. Then next we'll talk about spiritual gifts. Will be our next topic. But Jesus says, I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. All right. So just, you know, I put this in a graph this week. You know, the vineyard element that we're talking about here, we have a vine, we have branches, we have the gardener. The function, the vine gives life to the branches, which is Christ. The branches, their purpose is to bear fruit, and those are Jesus's disciples. The gardener is the one that's pruning, hauling things away, burning. He's the one taking care and controlling the vineyard, and that's God the Father. And so he will judge and cleanse the community, the garden, the vineyard there. So that's his responsibility. That's what he does. We as Christ's disciples, we're just to be carrying on the ministry of Christ and doing what we are led to do. And then Christ as the vine is going to give life to us through the Holy Spirit and the power that we need to bear fruit and to do what he's calling us to do. So some just kind of summary what we've looked at so far. We're commanded to abide in Christ. And as a result, we'll bear fruit. Second, we're meant to bear good fruit. Good, better, best. And so we can look at our lives and what we are doing to try and improve the quality of our fruit. And then third, we're to bear much fruit. We looked a little bit that sometimes fruit might look like it's real fruit, but we've realized from Scripture that there are those that are bearing fruit, but it's not authentic fruit, and that will be revealed in time. So where is the tension or the contrast? This was your homework this week, kind of left you with this last week, in producing fruit and yet realizing that you can't. All right, what thoughts do you have on that one? No thoughts. No.
Can you rephrase it?
You know, we often talk about, you know, we live the Christian life and we're to be emulating God and Christ, and yet you know, we have to rely on the Holy Spirit to do a work in us. So where is the tension or a contrast between, you know, the fact that we're told to produce fruit or we are told that we will bear fruit as opposed to, you know, am I the one that's actually producing the fruit? Does that help any?
Our role is to walk in the spiritual disciplines. We have prayer, meeting together with the body of believers, fasting, things like that. But it's the Holy Spirit who's actually producing that growth.
Okay. All right. So our responsibility is to abide in him, and then the fruit will come as a result. Yep, Bruce.
The tension, contrast, producing fruit. We each have to find our own niche. What gift God has given us in order to produce fruit. Everybody doesn't produce the same type of fruit. They don't have the same gifts.
Right.
So that could be the tension and realize we can't until we find our niche that the Lord's given us.
Okay. So the importance of actually finding and discovering our spiritual gift and then really utilizing that and allowing the Holy Spirit to work through that. All right, good, Bruce. Yep, John.
I have a problem with patience.
Okay.
I just want to
say that. Yeah, I'm sure there are others like that.
I was being quick to judge.
All right. All right, so the patience, not being quick to judge. Yep, Chris.
As it was, we did a study with Pastor Rickson back 10 years ago, part of the Reformers Unanimous Program, and in that it showed us that for the 9 fruits, there's also 9 negatives. But we've got to be careful to not let those negative be what we're walking in.
Yeah.
And we got to be working towards focusing on and then remembering that if you have Christ and the Holy Spirit in you, then you have all those fruits because those are gifts from Him. So for if you hear somebody say, well, I don't have patience, then do you really have the Holy Spirit then? Because that's one of His gifts.
Right.
To you as a believer.
Right, and the struggle is, and yes, and we have all those. The struggle is some, we still have a sin nature.
And it's learning how to grow in them.
Yes. Right. And allowing to surrender our own will to that and surrender to Him and to allow Him to build those. So, yes, I mean, you know, we're all going to have a level of strengths and weaknesses within that, kind of as Bruce said, is with the spiritual gift, which is going to be a little bit different. But we're going to be have more aptitude or a more, it's another nice word there, another more a leaning to certain things just because of personality or the way that we're wired. You know, so some of you would be more patient, some would not be so patient, or you'd be quicker to condemn. But as the Holy Spirit is growing you and maturing you, you should see growth in those areas where you are more patient or you are a little more compassionate to others. So, right. Any other thoughts?
So as I read forward through into 16, where verse 5 and then basically it goes down through verse 14 or 15. And if I was just summarize it briefly, is that it's the Holy Spirit that's convicting us of these things, right? But the tension is that, in my fallen state, I still want to do the work myself. I still want to take some credit for the work.
Right.
And it's absolutely never of me.
Right.
Right. And so, but there's a, it has to be that way. Because otherwise I want to make fruit my own, and then I start to attribute gifts that I'm the one working out that gift. It's my gift. It's not my gift. It's the Holy Spirit's gift to me.
Right.
Right.
Did y'all hear him in the back?
I think that's the contrast.
Okay.
That part.
Yeah.
What you were saying.
Yeah, and that's the tension is, we, because of our humanness, so often we want to start taking credit for the things that the Holy Spirit's doing, or we try to force it, and it's, like John said, I'm going to make this happen. And so we start thinking, how can I make this happen? And, we start putting this plan together as opposed to just going, I need to let the Holy Spirit do that. And the tension is, There are times that we have to act, okay? We can't just lay at home and go, okay, God, you just do it all. So yes, the tension is, there is action involved, but it should be Spirit-led action and not, us devising things or of our own accord or trying to finagle to get our way or what we want. We talked about that in like marriage classes and rearing children and stuff where, you don't want to be that spouse where, you are deliberately manipulating your spouse to get your way or allowing your children to manipulate you or your wife, husband, to get their way. So it's not this thing of, how can I manipulate the best and make something happen? It's really, I need to completely be trusting in the Lord and allowing the Holy Spirit to work through me because I recognize that any strength, talent, ability, spiritual gift, any of that I have is from Him. And so I'm going to utilize them. I'm going to strive to utilize them to the best of my ability, but I'm really, my mindset should be I'm relying on Him. I'm resting in Him to use those in and through me kind of idea. You know, so I can't force fruit to grow. You know, I can't make the fruit come out of me. You know, I have to allow the Holy Spirit to do that. And as Courtney said, you know, I abide in Christ. And I'm going to, the more that I abide in him, the deeper that I allow my roots to dig into his word, then that's just going to give me more nourishment, more strength, more food. You know, so that, yes, my fruit is more evident. But my goal is not how much fruit can I bear. My goal is how deep into the Word of God, how close can I get to Christ, the Father? How much each day can I rely on the Holy Spirit and surrender more and more control to him? Because I realize, okay, the end result is I will bear more fruit, but that's up to him. I'm just going to abide in him. You know, because what if my objective is just bearing fruit, then what happens when I do all the, you know, I'm abiding in him, I'm reading his word, but I don't see any fruit happening? You know, what's my instinct going to be?
Get discouraged.
I'm going to get discouraged. I'm going to be like, I'm just going to quit. You know, I'm going to quit praying for them because, man, I've prayed for 3 years for them to be saved or 5 years for them to be saved, and they still aren't any closer to God than they were 5 years ago. So, you know, forget it. You know, I send them a track. I do this. I talk to them. I pray, and they're just not getting saved. You know, and so we just say, forget it. We get discouraged. But that's not my job. My job is just to keep praying for them, keep giving them the gospel. You know, and with whatever fruit, you know, that we're thinking of. You know, my goal is just to abide in Christ and continue doing what he's guiding me to do and what I know to do. You know, as we said, you know, God is the vine dresser. He's the one that's managing it. You know, my goal is to do my part. My part's to abide in Christ. You know, the Holy Spirit's the one that's bringing life through me and doing that, flowing through me. So, what are some hindrances to bearing fruit and have the pruning process? Well, sin. If we have sin in our life, then the Holy Spirit's going to not he's going to be convicting us, but he's really not going to be working in us like he would want to. And then we're going to kind of feel empty because we have that sin gnawing at us that we know we should be confessing. You know, often if we are just neglecting the things of God, you know, then that relationship's going to grow colder. You know, just as in a marriage, you know, if you're neglecting your spouse and neglecting things that they would like you to do or things you know that you ought to be doing, you know, that relationship's going to start having some issues because of the neglect. I think we all, we get that. If you neglect your house, you neglect your car, what happens? You know, you're going to have issues down the road. You know, so the more that you can stay on top of those things, the better off you are. Same with the things of God. You know, we have to not neglect abiding in him and staying in that. And then our priorities. You know, when we allow our priorities to get skewed and off track. And I get it. We're busy. You know, many of you know I've reffed high school soccer for several years now, and you know, girl season's coming up. It starts this week, and you know, the arbiter, the guy that schedules all the refs, you know, he emailed us like 2 weeks ago, and we had our rules clinic and scrimmages, and I didn't go. And he texted me yesterday. He said, "Hey, you know, I missed you at the meeting, and you know, today's the last day of scrimmages. What's up?" And I said, "Ernie, I said, I'm so sorry, but I'm just not going to be able to rep this season." He's like, "That's going to hurt." I'm like, I get it. I'm sorry, but there's only so much of me to go around, and I just, you know, that's one thing I've just got to not do this time. I enjoy it, but you know, again, it's, you know, good, better, best. You know, and it's a good thing. I get it, but it's not a better or best thing for my life right this time. You know, I enjoy working with the high school kids and, you know, giving them the ability to play soccer. I love soccer, but, you know, there's just more important things in my life right now than that. So we just have to really guard our priorities and do that. So what should our response be? You know, if any of that applies, then I'll go ahead and answer that instead of letting you guys. But, you know, if we're struggling with any of those, we just need to confess that to the Lord. You know, and make things right. Get back where we know we need to be. You know, make the choices to bear much fruit and to allow the Holy Spirit to bring that fruit into your life. You know, and actually even, you know, pray and ask the Holy Spirit to prune things out of your life. You know, it's not real pleasant because if you actually pray that, he's going to answer it. And he's going to start, I remember years and years and years ago, I prayed for patience and I wished I never had. But I mean, now I'm glad that I did. But at the time, it just seemed like, you know, I was bombarded with all kinds of things to just push me to that. And so, but we do need to do that. And as you mature, you know, as you do pray for those things, you'll have the maturity, you'll have the ability, through Christ to be pruned and to grow from that. And then just ask the Holy Spirit, you know, where do you need to change your mind? Where do you need to grow? And then allow him to grow you and start working, and continue that. And so, lots of things to think about this morning. Dennis, would you close us in prayer? Would you mind doing that?
Thank you again for allowing us to be here. We pray that we will apply what we've learned this morning to our daily life. We look to you for guidance. We give us all the patience. We love you, adore you, and we look forward to the. If you haven't been to the, if you went to the early service, or if you haven't been to a service, if you make it to the second service this morning, please pray that everything will go well. Pray that souls will be saved. Forgive us our sin and lead us, guide us, and help us to be the best we can be for you. What's in your name, I pray. Amen.